Scotland is known for many things, including its beautiful castles and buildings, although some have a sinister past. Welcome to Haunted Scotland, where I'll be giving you an insight into some of Scotland's most haunted places. One of the most haunted places in Scotland is arguably Cosian Castle. It's steeped in some wonderful and occasionally bloody history. As far as I'm aware, there are five ghosts that occupy Cosian Castle, and there have been many stories about these five ghosts. One of the most famous ghost stories connected to Cosian is that of a piper, who together with his dog was sent into the caves below the castle. He was to work his way from an entrance below the castle to an exit on a hill some distance away, to prove to local residents that the caves weren't haunted. Story goes that the piper started skirling at the foot of the cliffs and entered the caves, followed by his loyal companion. The howling of the pipes could be heard from inside the castle, high above on top of the cliffs. As a howl started to fade, people assumed the piper was making his path through their caves, but then the piping stopped, the occasional barks from the piper's dog stopped, and no one emerged from the cave's exit. Assuming he might have got stuck, a party went to search for the piper, but to no avail. The piper and his dog were never seen or heard from again. Or were they? There is counts since then when there's been weddings at Cosian Castle or functions or stuff like that, that pipe noises and barking has been heard. Whether or not it's just a trick of the ears or it's the ghost of the piper, who knows? Although, like I say, the piper isn't the only ghost of Cosian Castle. There's also a painting in Cosian Castle. The paintings of Margaret Erskine of Dun, the wife of the 12th century Earl of Cassillis, later the first Marquis of Alisa. And there's a number of stories surrounding the paintings, and it is one of them that you need to see yourself to know what I'm talking about. There's also videos on YouTube of it. One of them is the eyes of the painting fully as you walk past. And there's been accounts of fog suddenly appearing around the painting. Furthermore, if you're interested in Cosian Castle, there's a episode on Most Haunted where you can watch the goings on of the castle. This brings us on to St Andrew's Cathedral, founded in the 12th century. As the case with many of Europe's great cathedrals, it took generations to build and was dedicated in 1318 in a ceremony attended by Robert the Bruce himself. Soon enough, many people from all over Scotland were coming to St Andrew's to hear the sermons and pray for miracles from Scotland's patron saint. Several relics from St Andrew himself were housed in the cathedral, including one of his teeth, an arm bone, a kneecap, and three fingers. Robert de Montrose was a prior at St Andrew's from 1387 to 1394. From all accounts, he was a really nice person, but in his office as prior, he sometimes had to be the disciplinarian. Once a case of a monk who had committed a number of crimes, including fornication, came before him, and Robert was forced to punish the man severely. The monk took his punishment, but resentment grew within him. One fine moonlit night, when the goodly prior climbed to the top of the tower, the monk quietly followed him. The prior was too entranced by the view to either see or hear him, and the monk drew a dagger from his pocket, stabbed the prior in the back, and pushed him out of the window to fall to his death. It's said that Robert de Montrose can still be seen climbing up the tower. There's been a lot of eyewitness accounts of it, and some of them are a bit more pleasant. It's him climbing up the tower with a smile on his face, and then some's a bit more sinister, where people have seen his body literally falling from a tower. Despite his cruel end, Robert de Montrose has remained just as kindly as ever. An account from 1948 tells how a visitor was climbing the tower when he came to a dark area. Unlit by the tower's then meagre lighting, his foot slipped on a worn step and he had to grab onto the handrail to keep from tumbling down the stone steps and probably getting killed. Just then he noticed a man wearing a cassock standing on the stairs above him. The clergyman addressed him in a low, pleasant voice, telling him it was alright and that the visitor could hold onto him for safety. The man replied that he was alright now and moved past the figure Only when he got to the top did he realise he hadn't felt anything when he brushed a man in the cassock. When he had made it back down and asked the watchman, he learned that no one had been up there but him, and that he must have met old Robert de Montrose. Another less personable ghost also supposedly inhabits these ruins. It closed in the cathedral precinct. It is a protective wall that once had 16 towers, although a few have now disappeared. One of the survivors is a two-story structure positioned just east of the cathedral, East Gable. It is there that a nightmare visitor sometimes see the White Lady. She is seen in many places on the property, but when she appears, she is always heading towards the tower, vanishing once she gets there. People describe her as a beautiful woman floating off the ground in a flowing white dress and wearing white leather gloves. She has been seen for at least 200 years, although no one knows who she is. In 1968, two masons repairing the tower discovered a hidden room containing several coffins, and all of them were closed except for one containing the well-preserved remains of a woman wearing a white dress and white gloves. There were no clues as to why that particular coffin was open. Some theorised that the dead woman had been robbed of her jewellery, while others claimed the ghost herself opened it. Another old house of worship with resident ghosts is Cole Ross Abbey, founded in 1217 on the hallowed spot where St. Seth built a church in the 6th century to convert pagans. Much of it is now a picturesque ruin, although the eastern section still functions as a parish church. Local legend says there's a secret tunnel running from the abbey for an unknown distance between the countryside. Somewhere down there, a spirit sits on a golden chair, waiting to give an immense treasure to whoever finds him. A blind piper once decided to go in search of a spirit and descended into the tunnel with his dog. He played his pipes to signal his progress to those above, and a curious crowd followed him for nearly a mile before the piping suddenly stopped. Several days later, the dog reappeared, but the piper never returned. Within the abbey grounds, many have seen the processions of ghostly monks filing past, intent on their prayers, even after they had gone to achieve their eternal rewards. What strikes me with that last one about Coro's Abbey is just how similar it is to Colsean Castle. That concludes another episode of Haunted Scotland. Join us next week when we'll be talking about Edinburgh Castle, what's said to be one of the most haunted places in Scotland. See you then.